Welcome to February, Empresses. It's Leslie Tagorda, your resident astrologer with Origin's Cosmic Weather. And in Origin, the February theme is visibility. February is here, and with the end of Venus retrograde and Mercury retrograde coming to a standstill by the second, you are ready to rock and roll. You will feel the shift forward after maybe feeling a little bit stalled in January, and the stars are on your side. In Origin, it's time to focus on visibility. Whether you love or hate being seen, being visible and known in your field as an expert, also known as an authority figure, is a necessity in your business. If you aren't known, how can you connect with those you are meant to serve and attract the income you need to thrive? There are an infinite number of ways to be visible, and if anyone tells you there is only one way, they are simply sharing their own way. From an astrological perspective, your keys to visibility is a blend of your big three, that's your sun sign, your moon sign, and your rising, along with a dash of attraction from Venus and a dose of authority from Saturn. This brilliance must then be directed to where your ideal customer gathers. Radiating your sun energy gives you confidence in what you uniquely do so well. Satisfying your moon's needs shows you what you need to feel successful and secure in being recognized in the way you want to. Embodying your rising sign's role in leadership allows you to be seen in the way your ideal customer expects of you. No copying or comparing when you're going in your rising sign. And then putting on Venus to attract in her own unique style by sign, and Saturn to step into your own expert authority. You then have a winning, unique formula made just for you for confident, amplified visibility. This month, after Mercury moves forward, all planets will be following suit so you can get a move on all the things that are important to you. Mars and Venus spend most of the time cheek to cheek, giving us an energy to give and receive, a perfect energetic balance of taking action and receptivity. While there are no really big meetups of cosmic events overall in February, if you can focus on your refreshed values that you learned during Venus retrograde and that rethought shared vision of the future that you've revealed during the Mercury retrograde, you can shine in your full radiance. It is time to radiate visibility. Shine bright, Empress. This month, we see Mercury stationing direct. That means stopping and moving forward at Capricorn of 24 degrees on February 2nd or February 3rd, depending on where you live. Mercury re-entering Aquarius as it moves forward on Valentine's Day, February 14th, which happens to be my solar return birthday. And then Sun entering Pisces on February 18th. And then Mercury leaves the shadow zone at Aquarius of 10 degrees on February 24th, where the complete Mercury retrograde cycle will be finally over. We have two lunations this month. We have our new moon at Aquarius of 12 degrees on January 31st or February 1st, depending on where on this beautiful earth you live. And then we have our full moon in Leo at 28 degrees on February 16th. Remember that in Origin, we can decide to work with the planetary energies, and I've written up a little bit of a planetary pulse to remind you. I shared that in the January forecast, the audio version, but if you head over to the written report, I show you which days in a pinch you want to remember so you can kind of focus your tasks along with the planetary pulse. Sundays, days to do what you love. Mondays, time to feel and decide how you want to feel for the rest of the week. Tuesdays, time to take really great action with Mars Day, a productive day. Wednesdays, time to inform and get social and share information. Thursdays, time to do things that expand your reach. Friday's time to focus on your money and relationships and gratitude with Venus. And Saturday, time to set up your boundaries so you can take time for yourself to fulfill your cup. If you're listening to the audio version, excuse my new little kitten. She's meowing in the background, wanting to get into the studio. It's so cute, but it's a little bit distracting me. So I apologize if it's distracting you. With these cosmic notes, remember that the cosmic energies that I'm about to share are collective energies available to us all. They are nothing to be fearful of. Instead, get curious with what you need to learn from them and how you want to prepare using the energy that is available to all of us. There are no prescriptive or predictive requirements, simply invitations on how to work with this energy instead of against it. And remember, I also have a little Loom video that you can grab on the written report. There is a link that gives you like a really quick way to read your chart. Just the basic intro there to give you a little bit more in depth if you feel called. Again, trust your intuition. Your intuition knows best. So on February 1st, 2022, we have our new moon in Aquarius for those who live on the East Coast and anywhere east. So new moon Aquarius at 12 degrees, where we are rethinking your social responsibility. Today, you plant the seeds for your work in collaboration with your larger communities to create a lasting difference in the world. How do you want your work to change the world? Today, you get to decide and declare how your work is here to create equitable change and social impact. Your work, when steeped in your social values that you share from the rooftops, call in your aligned communities and change makers. It is a big ask to declare how you want to change the world, but you don't have to have all that, but you don't have to have a massive impact to make a massive change in someone's life. You are being called to revolutionize the way you've been running your business to ensure that it aligns with your social values. You're being asked to give voice to your inner power. You're being asked to be the change. Capricorn and Aquarius Empresses, you're especially being called to bring forth social responsibility in your businesses. On February 3rd, Mercury stops in the sky, stations direct at Capricorn of 24 degrees at 11:13 p.m. Pacific, 2:13 a.m. the next morning, where the theme is rethinking crystallizes. How will you crystallize your impactful vision of the future through your work? Mercury retrograde has stepped on the brakes, and now Mercury shifts gears forward. While Mercury, our thoughts and our communications are now moving forward, we aren't quite done with the full rethinking cycle. You have thoughts through your social impact and the pragmatic ways to get closer to your vision. Now it's time to make a strategic plan before you go full speed ahead. When Mercury leaves the shadow zone on the 24th, you'll be ready. Use this time to plan strategically. On February 4th, we have the Sun meeting Saturn in the sky at 15 degrees of Aquarius. This exact meeting happens at 11:05 a.m. Pacific, 2:05 p.m. Eastern, but we're really feeling this theme of creative focus for about a day or two. What unique expertise do you want to be recognized for? The Sun, your creative force and natural talent, and Saturn, your commitment and mastery, meet today in Aquarius, starting a new creative mastery cycle. You can think of this meeting like a new moon between the Sun and Saturn, a time of new beginnings, of clearing the slate between these two energies. Today, you get to decide on what you will focus on for the next 6 months that will help you focus on your innovative, creative mastery. Your unique approach to what you do that makes you an expert. Remember, there's no one else in the world who can do what you do, how you do it. Focus and commit to this approach, your authority and expertise. Again, a massive key to your visibility. At this time, Mars, your motivation and your physical drive, will be aspecting Chiron, the wounded healer, who reminds you that all your past so-called mistakes and challenges are actually your alchemical gold. The wounds that turn into your wisdom are reminders that you are meant to pour into your offerings and your unique approach to what you do, not to be hidden as flaws. Again, Sun and Saturn meeting at Aquarius of 15 degrees. Then later on that day, we have Mars sextiling Jupiter. Actually, this is a little earlier that day. Mars sextiles Jupiter at 5:38 a.m. Pacific, 8:38 a.m. Eastern, where opportunities for focused expansion. So it's interesting how when you focus in on your own mastery that's happening with the Sun conjunct Saturn, then your drive and Jupiter are going to move it forward and expand it. How will you keep your senses open to receive an invitation? Mars in Capricorn is your focused drive, and Jupiter in Pisces is your imaginative expansion. When they meet today in a sextile, an opportunity presents itself. First, you must recognize the opportunity, as it might be easy to miss if you aren't on the lookout. Secondly, you must say yes to the opportunity. A meetup like today has much possibility for action and growth if you can recognize and accept the invitation. Mars at Capricorn of 8 degrees, sextile Jupiter at Pisces of 8 degrees. On February 8th, it is a fast action day. All planets and even the lunar nodes for a day are moving forward today. So we also have our second quarter moon at Taurus of 19 degrees. And so you know when it's that second quarter moon phase, it is time to take action. Second quarter moon at Taurus of 19 degrees happens at exactly 5:50 a.m. Pacific, 8:50 a.m. Eastern, where the theme for this Taurus second quarter moon and your fast action week is to act steadily. What new and consistent tasks can you strategize this week? It's the beginning of the week long second quarter moon phase, where the moon gains light from a quarter moon to full. With this waxing, it is perfect time to grow into your goals and new moon intentions by taking action. You've done your planning, you've done your thinking, now it's time to act. In Taurus and trining all the inner planets, Taurus, this moon is trining Mercury, Venus, and Mars all in Capricorn, plus transformational Pluto also in Capricorn. Your moon is the moon in Taurus is a reminder that your most impactful and personal action is through practical, pragmatic tasks that allow for perseverance. This is long-term thinking, long-term steady work. You've done your prep work. Now you have to take stable, consistent, strategic, actionable steps. Not sure which way to go? Feeling kind of stuck? Trust your body. Your body and your intuition are here to help you make your decisions. You don't have to overthink. This will be so especially supportive for Earth sign empresses, Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn. Later that day, Mars trines Uranus at 7:57 a.m. Pacific, 9:57 a.m. Eastern. A few moments after that second quarter moon in Taurus, Mars and Uranus get into an exact flow with that trine, adding supportive momentum for the day. Mars and Uranus love to move quickly, yet with all this earthy energy, there is soundness that wants to be cultivated. Harness this quick momentum with steadiness. It may feel like a wild horse with no reins otherwise. Mars at Capricorn of 11 degrees, trining Uranus at Taurus of 11 degrees. Especially activating for our Earth Empresses. This is a great day for everyone. Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn. Fast forward to February 11th, we have Mercury joining Pluto at exactly 6:04 a.m. Pacific, 9:04 a.m. Eastern. Now, Mercury and Pluto have been dancing together with this Mercury retrograde, and so this is part 3 of their dance of Your Words Have Power. What would you like to say to 2021, our third and final meetup for this cycle that initiated on December 29th and peaked on January 28th, now comes to a culmination today of potent communications. Mercury, your ability to comprehend and communicate, and Pluto, your ability to transform and intensify, meet up this third time with a clear, distilled, and powerful message. Remember, your words have power. What are you here to say? Over the course of this cycle, you are able to reevaluate what's important in your life and work to fashion your business in new ways, thanks to Venus's last retrograde. And over the course of the last few days, you are able to revise a possibility of a new future and the catalyzing effect your work would like to have as you write that future. Now you have a clear understanding of how and what you want to transform, and it's time to put these thoughts to powerful words to call in your greater communities over your shared vision. Use these words as a manifesto and share them with whoever will listen. Keep this understanding close to your heart and at the root of all your communications. Yes, you could skip this big ask, but what would you miss if you skipped this? Choose wisely. Especially compelling for late cardinal signs, Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. Then Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day if you celebrate. February 14th, Mercury re-enters Aquarius at exactly 1:54 a.m. Pacific, 4:54 a.m. Eastern. What new perspectives do you want to give voice to? Mercury is moving full speed ahead, still retracing its steps forward through the retrograde shadow zone, and now has returned to fast forward thinking Aquarius. Mercury loves being in Aquarius as it gets to revisit new ideas, thoughts of the future, and hopes for humanity. You get a second chance to clarify your New Year's goals or resolutions to reconcile anything that has shifted during the last Mercury retrograde. Harness this time, now through March 9th, when Mercury splashes into elusive Pisces to galvanize your ideas and goals about the future. This is especially enlightening for air signs, Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. On February 16th, we have a couple of things going on, and it's a beautiful, opportunistic, illuminated day of joy and creative knowing with the full moon in Leo shining the light of the Aquarius sun, while Venus and Mars, the eternal pair, exactly meet for strategic give and receive. Mars meets Venus at Capricorn of 16 degrees at 6:29 a.m. Pacific, 9:29 a.m. Eastern. Well, they'll be hand in hand almost all the way through March. Give and receive. Receptive attunement to your mastery. Venus and Mars have been cheek to cheek for most of February and will continue their dance of give and take through March. Usually Venus travels much more quickly than Mars, but because of her recent retrograde cycle, she is a bit slower than usual, and Mars is a bit quicker than usual. This eternal pair shows us balance. Venus is our ability to attract the people and resources into our lives and work, and our ability to just receive, our capacity to receive. And Mars is our ability to motivate and energize ourselves in going after the things we want. The two go hand in hand, and now they are aligned perfectly in union of reception. In Capricorn, this reception is attuning to your commitment, long-term strategic mastery, especially receptive for cardinal signs, Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. Then we have our beautiful full moon a few hours later at Leo of 28 degrees, exactly 8:56 a.m. Pacific, 11:56 a.m. Eastern, where the theme is shining bright, hot, and whole. The write-up here is co-written with one of my colleagues, Natalie Miller. As the full moon in Leo takes center stage, every planet in our sky is direct, which compels a lights, camera, action moment for our truest selves. It's time to trust and enjoy the confidence you're feeling. Yes, your work can be as fun as it is impactful. And yes, your passions can get you paid. In the glow of confident Leo, it's lovely to give and receive compliments. It's also a great time to appreciate your whole self, including the innermost wisdom that guides you, the deep desires that push you forward, and the uniqueness that isn't everyone's cup of tea, but sure is delicious to your people. To fully self-appreciate, use this lunation to let go of any old stories that you're not creative or compelling enough. Also, release the hurt that comes from moments that have wounded your pride and whisper a thanks for the reminder that as much as you're a shining star, you're also an evolving human. With Venus conjunct Mars in the middle of Capricorn, there's an infusion of passion into whatever you're building. Take note of whatever's lighting you up and turning you on. That's where to turn up the heat. On February 17th, Jupiter sextiles Uranus at exactly 4:14 p.m. Pacific, 7:14 p.m. Eastern, where we are awakening social optimism. There's a door that you walk by mostly unnoticed. If you look more closely, you can see it. This door is opportunity. It will open if you choose and see it, and if you choose to knock. Behind that door is a possibility of new connections and new optimism about the future, social causes, and equitable resources. It's subtle, but it's there. If you choose to open that door, how will you choose to use this chance? Jupiter of 10 degrees, Pisces, sextiling Uranus at Taurus of 10 degrees. Fast forward to February 18th, Sun enters Pisces at exactly 8:40 a.m. Pacific, 11:43 a.m. Eastern, where it is a season of magical possibilities. How can you bring more easeful imagination into your work this season? It's Pisces season, a time to connect to your divine, magical self to make life and work easier, lovelier, and more in flow. Life is an illusion, not a delusion. When we are in the game where our reality is created from our dreams and visions, the power of Pisces is to connect with our soul, all times, places, and spaces with empathy, artistry, love, and spirit, and interconnectedness like no other. Interconnectedness is about first connecting to your highest self, your soul, your divine spirit, whatever the name you have for her. Through her, you feel into your work and trust your intuitive business decisions. Through her, you assess your vast inner knowing through Piscean efforts like dreaming, imagination, music, imagery, and poetry. There's nothing logical about Pisces, so how do you go with the flow this season? If you have strong Pisces placements in your chart, like your Sun, Moon, Rising, or Neptune on the Ascendant, you have a dreamy and artistic musical vibe. Your superpowers are being able to connect to soul level and to transport yourself and others to other times, places, or spaces through your work. Your compassion and empathy are your strength. Do not try to understand or logic your visionary abilities, for as you try to grasp them, they will slip through your fingers. Life and illusion, you are the illusion creator, a movie director of sorts. What will you direct and magically create? During this season, may we all choose compassion, empathy, divine embodiment of flow in our businesses. And for all the Piscean Empresses, the most loving and flowy solar return birthdays to you. On February 23rd, we have A lovely day with a couple of things going on, Mars sextiling Neptune, before we have our fourth quarter moon in Sagittarius. It's a day to move your body and let go, with Mars in Capricorn aligning with Neptune in Pisces and our fourth quarter moon, a balsamic moon. There's so much momentum and ease to create opportunities to let go and flow for integrative freedom. Mars sextiles Neptune at exactly 11:12 a.m. Pacific, 2:12 a.m. Eastern, where the theme for Mars sextile Neptune is move your bones to open up possibility. And this fourth quarter moon at Sagittarius, where the theme is to freedom to let go. This happens at exactly 2:32 p.m. Pacific, 5:32 p.m. Eastern, freedom to let go. What will you liberate yourself from in your work? Letting go is freedom. Freedom is lightness and truth. This week, with the fourth quarter moon phase, you now know what past patterns, past distrusts, past truths you need to let go, for they've weighed you down for too long. Trust and lean into the movement of your body in the wake of Mars sextiling Neptune a few hours earlier. Move your bones and feel into what needs letting go. The last quarter moon phase is an integration phase in our lives and work, an inner healing and restorative time to cultivate all that we have learned and assess what we want to continue with and what we want to churn back into the earth as nourishment for the seeds we've planted. Then on February 24th, we have a couple of things going on that day with Mercury. Just as Mercury leaves the shadow zone, ending the full cycle of our first Mercury retrograde of 2022, it squares off with Uranus for an added zing for full quantum speed ahead. Mercury leaves the shadow at Aquarius of 10 degrees and your thoughts blast off. If you've done your work to revise the future you want to create through your business, this official ending of the full Mercury retrograde cycle gives you a quantum leap into that future. You're ready to fully embrace your desired role in being a change maker to take action in your new plan. The stars are on your side and here to give you an energetic boost into that vision. Mercury, along with your vision, is now moving full speed ahead with accuracy and focus. Well, that's all we have for the February origin cosmic weather. I hope you've enjoyed this a little bit of revision. I'm thinking how to make this more useful for you. So again, if you have any feedback, like to share anything that you have ahas with or would like more of or less of, I am open ears, Empresses. Please share with me. Thank you for allowing me to provide this cosmic wisdom to you.